Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So nice to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. So glad you stopped by for a couple of hours today. And coming up, our theme today is our countdown. And our countdown comes from this fourth weekend of February in 1958. So it's like a regular show where we count down the biggest hits. But we'll throw in a lot of extra records from the end of February, 68 years ago. So the menu's very simple today, but it should be good. And if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the charts from this weekend in 1958. And we'll be using the disc jockey survey from this final weekend of February. Usually we track the sales chart, but it's nice to change things up every once in a while. And we start at number 19 among the most played radio records with Andy Williams.
Are you sincere when you say I love you? Are you sincere when you say I'll be true? Do you mean every word that my ears have heard? I'd like to know which way to go. Will our love grow? Are you sincere?
Are you sincere?
Are you sincere when you say you miss me?
You miss me.
Are you sincere every time kiss me?
You kiss me.
And are you really mine every day, all the time? I'd like to know which way to go. Will our love grow? Are you sincere?
That's 29-year-old Howard Andrew Williams, Andy Williams from Wall Lake, Iowa, at number 19 this weekend in 1958, Are You Sincere? Accompanied by Archie Blyer's orchestra. That's Andy's fourth top 10 record, heading up to number 3 on the disc jockey chart here in 1958. Now we're starting in the teens on our countdown today because there's a few rock and roll records on the charts, and nothing against rock and roll, but that's not really our format here on Seems Like Old Times. So if you're wondering, now you know. Well, one spot up for Andy Williams this weekend is Pat Boone.
April love is for the very young. Every star's a wishing star that shines for you. Seven wonders, one little kiss can tell you this is true. Sometimes an April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April love can slip right through your fingers, so if she's the one, don't let her run away. Sometimes an April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April love can slip right through your fingers, so if she's the one, don't let her run away.
And number 18 this weekend, 1958, Pat Boone and April Love, accompanied by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra. That was Coming Down after spending 6 weeks at number one, his fifth chart topper and his ninth gold record. It's the title song from the film that he co-stars with Shirley Jones. We're looking back 68 years on today Seems Like Old Times, when the President of the United States is Dwight Eisenhower and the Vice President is Richard Nixon. The population's just under 175 million. And the space race is going at breakneck speed. Either we or the Soviets are launching something just about every other day, it seems like. Now, some of these are just tests, and not all the launches are successful. But the Russians came through first with Sputnik back in October. It fell to Earth from its orbit on January 4th. And the first American satellite went up on January 31st. It was Explorer 1. And it confirmed the existence of the Van Allen radiation belt. Just a couple of days after that, the word aerospace is coined. It comes from the word aircraft and spacecraft. Taking into consideration that the Earth's atmosphere and outer space is to be one or a single realm. Well, in the music world, on a rocket to the stars is 19-year-old Connie Francis. She's soaring up the charts with her debut single.
Sorry now. Who's sorry now? Crying too, just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend.
out of Belleville, New Jersey. It's Connie Francis and Who's Sorry Now? One of the hot new records making its way up the charts here in 1958. That would peak at number 4, be a million seller, and it was a remake of a 1923 hit for Isham Jones. Now, it was Connie's father who suggested she record the song in what was going to be her last session with MGM. Her first 9 demos were flops. But now superstardom is upon her, and she'd be the top female vocalist for the next 7 years. Well, here's another new tune here in late February of 58, and by another female vocalist, a novelty record, kind of odd, too. This is Betty Johnson and the Little Blue Man.
One morning when I was out shopping, though you'll find it hard to believe, a little blue man came out of the crowd and timidly tugged at my sleeve.
I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I hurried back to my apartment. I rushed in and I closed the door. But there on the desk stood the little blue man, who started to tell me once more.
I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. 4 weeks after that I was haunted, though no one could see him but me. Right by my side was the little blue man, wherever I happened to be.
I love you.
One evening in wild desperation, I rushed to a rooftop in town, and over the side pushed the little blue man, who sang to me all the way down.
I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I whispered, thank goodness that's over. I smiled as I hurried outside. But there on the street stood the little blue man, who said with a tear in his eye,
I don't love you anymore.
That's 28-year-old North Carolinian Betty Johnson. She was known for singing on Don McNeil's Breakfast Club, and then was hired by Jack Parr for The Tonight Show. And that got her a contract with Atlantic Records, and that top 20 tune, The Little Blue Man. And it's on the charts here in late February 1958, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 68 years to February of 1958. And let's see what's going on TV. Well, the Westerns are still the big audience grabbers, led by Gunsmoke, far and away the number one show this year. ABC's trying to keep up with Sugarfoot, Broken Arrow, Tombstone Territory, also Colt 45, and Maverick. New NBC Westerns include Wagon Train, The Restless Gun, and The Californians. The top-rated shows this year, after Gunsmoke, it's The Danny Thomas Show, Tales of Wells Fargo, Have Gun Will Travel, and I've Got a Secret. NBC has moved the Huntley-Brinkley Report to 7:15 weeknights, and for the first time going head-to-head against both John Daly on ABC and Douglas Edwards on CBS. Well, after the success of Perry Como and Dinah Shore shows last year, the networks are high on popular singers and big productions. There's Polly Bergen Saturday night at 9 on NBC. Your Hit Parade is back, with a bevy of new performers led by Jill Corey. Eddie Fisher teams up with George Gobel for an hour, and Rosemary Clooney's featured on The Lux Show. And then there's Guest Heavy, The Big Record.
The Oldsmobile Division of General Motors Corporation, on behalf of your authorized Oldsmobile quality dealer, present
The Big Record.
Live from New York, the musical capital of the world, the music of all the world on
The Big Record.
keep the big record spinning, the star of our show, Miss Patti Page.
CBS gave Patti Page a full hour on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, featuring a mix of favorite artists and newcomers. But the show was at its best when Patti sang. And here she sings her latest record from this weekend in 58 at number 17.
Someone just like you. Someone just like you.
Belonging to someone is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Knowing there's someone who cares makes my heart sing.
My heart sings it ting-a-ling.
Belonging to someone can be worth more than silver or gold. Love is a gift from above to heaven. And to
hold me tight, hold me tight.
To be alone, yet never lonely, is to reach your shining star. When you have found your one and only, how lucky, lucky you are. Be sweet as a beautiful song written for two. Oh, how I long to belong to someone like you.
Someone just like you. Someone just like you.
Number 17 on the Billboard DJ charts this week in 1958, Belonging to Someone. That's Patti Page with the Vic Schoen Orchestra. That would reach number 13 for the 30-year-old Oklahoma native dubbed the Singin' Rage. Let's check out some popular albums from this weekend. A flamenco guitarist from Virginia has been dubbed a new jazz talent. It's Charlie Byrd, and his first effort is titled Blues for Night People. Top sellers this weekend include the Glenn Miller Carnegie Hall Concert, the original cast recording of The Music Man, the soundtrack to the motion picture Pal Joey. There's Warm from Johnny Mathis, now in its 100th week on the charts, the cast recording of My Fair Lady, and number one, Frank Sinatra's Come Fly With Me. And here's an LP that'll grab your attention, especially the front color photo. It's actress Lizabeth Scott, and her album simply titled Lizabeth. She sings here on He Is a Man.
He is a man. At times he goes astray, seems so unfair, but a man is made that way. What can I do? What else is there to say? He is a man, that's all. I'm his gal, and he needs my helping hand. He needs my faith to achieve the things he's planned. He'll take the praise, but I will understand. He is a man, that's all. Though he really cares, it may not always show. Still I won't despair. For one thing I know, he's a man who's mine forevermore. I'm the girl he's destined to adore. If things go wrong the way they have before, I love him, so I'll recall that he is a man, that's all. if things go wrong the way they have before. I love him, so I recall that he is a man. That's all.
That's actress Elizabeth Scott turned singer here in 1958, doing He Is a Man, from her brand new album titled Elizabeth. Well, here's some entertainment news from here in February of 58 from Billboard magazine. An article by Wren Gravatt about Dean Martin. He says if there's still any doubt that Dean Martin can make it as a single, without Jerry Lewis, of course, cast the doubt aside. Martin made his debut in a swanky Miami nightclub and registered solidly among both distaffers and their male companions. Coming on the floor in a highly debonair manner, clothed in a blue silken tuxedo and nonchalantly smoking a cigarette, Martin immediately set a relaxed tone for the proceedings, incidentally drawing plenty of oohs and ahs from the lady patrons. He works in an easygoing, intimate fashion, not unlike Tony Martin's approach, with numerous ad-lib gags and the manner of Joe E. Lewis. This routine continually punctuates the singing stints. Vocally, Martin is far from the greatest in terms of equipment, but he sells his songs with fine showmanship and pacing and with the aid of a highly genuine and ever-present smile. Audiences here and another of the deluxe palatial group along the strip are not known for letting themselves go. Martin, however, was called back 3 times. They wouldn't let him go, and if a singer makes that kind of a dent here, his act can go well anywhere. Well, just a few weeks ago, Dean was in the studio recording this number that's going to become a hit in the springtime.
Return to me, oh my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, oh my love, hurry back, I am yours. Return to me, for my heart wants you only. Hurry home, won't you please hurry home to my heart. My darling, if I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me, and please say you are mine. Return to me. Please come back, bella mia. Hurry back, hurry home, to my arms, to my lips and my heart.
Return to me.
Torname, cara mia, ti amo. Solo tu, solo tu, solo tu, solo tu, mio cuore.
That's Dean Martin, Return to Me, a top 5 hit coming up in the spring of 1958. He was accompanied by the Gus Levine Orchestra. Dino, part of the soundtrack of our lives in 1958, which we're enjoying today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we're looking back to the final weekend of February in 1958, which was the 50-year anniversary of General Motors.
The GM Finder for 58, they're great, they rate as best that you'll drive. The GM Finder for 58, they're great, they rate as best that you'll drive. Don't hesitate, just make a date to see these new beauties by GM. In style, driving quality, there's no topping them. The GM 5, of 58, the great direct, were there by General Motors, Chevrolet, Pontiac.
cars. That's GM's 5458. Oh, 8258, Charles Wick. See General Motors calling to me.
And back on the countdown from this day in 1958, we find Pat Boone once again at number 16.
Well, now everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now listen, everybody, cause I'm talking to you. The Lord is the only one to carry it through. You better get ready, cause I'm telling you why. The Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. Going down the valley, going one by one. We're gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. How you gonna feel about the things you'll say on that judgment day? Well, everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning a-coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now you get your Holy Bible in the back of the book. The book of Revelations is the place you look. If you understand it and you can if you try, the Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. A reading in the Bible on the things he said. He said he's coming back again to raise the dead. Are you gonna be among the chosen few, or will you make it through? Well, everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning a-coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning.
A million seller for Pat Boone, a wonderful time up there. At number 16 this weekend in 1958, on its way up to number 4. It's late February of 1958 on today's Seems Like Old Times. Well, we just got paid this weekend, so why don't we find dates and head to the movies? First, the cartoons. There's Don't Axe Me. Farmer Elmer Fudd wants Daffy Duck for dinner. South of the border, there's Speedy Gonzales and Tortilla Flaps. Sylvester Cat chases Tweety Bird through Venice in a pizza Tweety pie. And there's Hairless Wolf. A forgetful wolf sets out to catch Bugs Bunny.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Robbers? Call to arms? Posse? You hunting for something?
Hunting? Oh, yeah, hunting. Hunting, that's right. I'm out to shoot a,
Shoot? Shoot what? What are you going to shoot? Come on, tell me. What? What are you going to shoot? Shoot what?
Squirrel?
What is it? What?
To the main features, the Dreyfus Affair story and I Accuse with Jose Ferrer. The Brothers Karamazov with Yul Brynner. Peyton Place has Lana Turner. Brando's and Sayonara. And Monty Clift and Liz Taylor are in Raintree County. Two for Rock Hudson, the Tarnished Angels, and A Farewell to Arms. A great show and witness for the prosecution, Tyrone Power, Marlena Dietrich, and Charles Lawton. A good one directed by Dick Powell, The Enemy Below has Robert Mitchum and Kurt Juergens. And new director, 29-year-old Stanley Kubrick, has Paths of Glory with Kirk Douglas. Audie Murphy and Michael Redgrave star in The Quiet American. And there's the blockbuster The Bridge on the River Kwai, featuring Alec Guinness and William Holden.
You make me sick with your heroics. There's a stench of death about you. You carry it in your pack like the plague. Explosives and L-pills, they go well together, don't they? And with you, it's just one thing or the other. Destroy a bridge or destroy yourself. This is just a game, this war. You and that Colonel Nicholson, you're two of a kind. Crazy with courage. For what? How to die like a gentleman. How to die by the rules. When the only important thing is how to live like a human being.
I'm not going to leave you here to die, Warden. Because I don't care about your bridge, and I don't care about your rules. If we go on, we go on together.
Some other films, a new one from the Bowery Boys and The Money. Old Yeller comes to the big screen with Dorothy McGuire, Fess Parker, and Tommy Kirk. Glenn Ford's in a couple with Jack Lemmon in Cowboy. And in the comedy, Don't Go Near the Water. And also for laughs, Cary Grant and Jane Mansfield in Kiss Them For Me. And Musical Romance, as mentioned before, April Love with Pat Boone and Shirley Jones. And there's Pal Joey, a sanitized version of the Broadway musical with Frank Sinatra, Kim Novak, and Rita Hayworth. And it's a good time for Sinatra. Not only with the film, but as I mentioned before, the top album in the land with Come Fly With Me. And on the radio singles chart, he's at number 8 with Witchcraft.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. Crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
That's 42-year-old Frank Sinatra, now in France, working on his new film, Kings Go Forth. And he's at number 8 on the Billboard Disc Jockey charts with Witchcraft. Backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, it peaked at number 6. Well, here's a bonus hit from this weekend in 1958, just released from the Cordettes.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Call my baby lollipop, tell you why. His kiss is sweeter than an apple pie. And when he does his shaky rockin' dance, man, I haven't got a chance. I call him lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop. Sweeter than
boom, boom, boom.
Crazy way it thrills me, tell you why. Just like the lightning from the sky. He loves to kiss me till I can't see straight. Gee, my lollipop is great. I call him lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop,
Four-woman barbershop quartet from Wisconsin, the Cordettes, and their sweet brand-new record, Lollipop. It would reach number two. Brand new here for late February 1958, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our showcase feature is The Countdown. Not only do we have the big hits from here in late February 1958, but lots of bonus tunes as well, and this one was brand new from the Ames Brothers.
A very precious love is what you are to me. A stairway to a star, a night in Shangri-La of ecstasy. Latins of gold, latins of blue, twinkle in the shadows while I dance with you. An echo in the wind, across the summer is saying you should know that lanterns lose their glow and hearts can break. So hold me close, my darling, and kiss me tenderly, and give your precious love, your very precious love to me. So hold me close, my darling, then kiss me tenderly, and give your precious love, your very precious love, to
Very Special Love, a song in the motion picture Marjorie Morningstar, which featured Natalie Wood. And it seems like every record label's released a version of it. Doris Day on Columbia, Jack Jones, Capitol, Slim Whitman on Imperial, Bonnie Guitar, Dot Records, the Johnston Brothers on London, and Dick Hames on Hallmark. But only the Ames Brothers made the charts on RCA Victor. That would make the top 25 on the radio survey here in 1958, and it was just making it onto the airwaves here in late February. Well, speaking of the radio, one of the top new picks by the DJs in Billboard magazine this week is Tony Bennett's medley of Alone at Last and My Foolish Heart.
Alone at last, you're mine alone tonight. Alone at last, there's not a soul inside. Lips I've kissed in a dream can be real, and your arms will be thrilled. I can feel you can't deny that love is passing by. Just reach for me, stop reaching for the sky.
fast. Time waits, for we're alone at last.
A single from Tony Bennett here in late February 1958, a medley, Alone at Last, sung in counterpoint against My Foolish Heart. And Tony had a big, lush orchestra backing him up, as usual. But we're starting to see a different side of Tony, with a late December release of his album The Beat of My Heart. It's a concept album where Tony sings against some unique percussion arrangements, featuring great drummers such as Art Blakey, Joe Jones, and Chico Hamilton. Here he does Love for Sale.
When the only sound in the empty street is the heavy tread of the heavy feet that belong to a lonesome cop, she opens up. When the moon so long has been gazing down on the wayward ways of this wayward town, that her smile becomes a smirk. She goes to work. Love for sale. Appetizing young. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample her supply? Prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise. Love for sale. Let the poets pipe of love in their childish way. She knows every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, she's been through the mill of love. Oh, love, new love, every love a true love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. If you want to buy her wares, follow her and climb the stairs. Love for sale.
That's Tony Bennett, Love for Sale, from his latest album here in 1958, The Beat of My Heart. And the drummers there, Billy Exner, Sabu, and Candido. And playing flute were Herbie Mann, Robert Jasper, William Slappin, Vincent Vittorio, and Spencer Sinatra. That album showed that Tony Bennett had some jazz in his blood and wasn't just the melodramatic pop singer who burst onto the scene in the early 50s. Tony Bennett showing he was hip and cool here in February of 1958. Well, another hot new album out there is by a former big band singer. It's Helen Ward, and her LP is titled With a Little Bit of Swing. And she's accompanied by Peanuts Hucko's orchestra.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. Kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart.
That's Helen Ward, now 44 years old, singing with the Peanuts Hucko Orchestra. I Get Along Without You Very Well. That's from the album titled With a Little Bit of Swing that she had just released here 64 years ago. Well, that's it for hour number one of the show. After intermission, more of the music from February of 1958 on Seems Like Old Times.